Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's that little garage band from England that you probably heard of them. The Stones, as in the rolling kind. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. He is the security advocate. And put a .com on the end of that, right, Scott? And
exactly.
Find your website. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. One of our top security experts, online security, technology security experts in our brain trust and across the galaxy, too. He's number one. Hey, Scott, we're talking about some of the extra stuff that we have to pay a little more attention to during the holidays as consumers and as business people using technology, doing business online, the giving and the taking of transactions. What else do we need to know about?
Well, I'll give you some general business security basics. I mean, you always want to have these in place, but during this time of year, they're especially kind of a big thing. I'll give a rundown for you. Some of the electronic threats you can run across include, obviously, credit card data theft. Mm-hmm. There's also malicious software, which attacks the point-of-sale system directly, and straight-up extortion. The first thing you can do, biggest step out there, is keep all of your software up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have a developer, it's sort of a cat and mouse game. A flaw is found. The bad guys use that flaw to attack a system. The good guys who developed the software in the first place patch that software and fix that flaw. If your software is up to date, all the newest fixes are in place.
Mm-hmm.
And when the attack comes, it typically hits an older flaw before it's patched. And people don't tend to jump on those right away, and
right.
That gives the opening to the attacker. So if your software is up to date, it's much less likely that attacks will succeed. You also want to engage...
So do you recommend doing the automatic updates on all...
Whenever possible. Always update automatically.
Always choose the automatic option. I have updates on my cell phone, on my smartphone, that I haven't updated because you know how they build up on your smartphone.
Well, smartphones, you know, it's kind of a weird thing. Apple's actually pretty good about their updates. Android, because of the way the system is designed, it's very difficult because there's separate versions
for
each different phone manufacturer and even each different model, and it really slows up the process.
I love my Android phone, but that is one thing that's a little clunky.
I am a little hesitant to tell anyone to do any shopping via their phone for that reason, especially if it's an Android.
Yeah.
Now, other things you can do is what's called system hardening. I know that sounds really scary. What that basically comes down to is anything that's running on a computer that you don't really need, if it's older software, unrelated software, take it off.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing specifically that every small business should do, if you're dealing with online banking, most businesses are, have a separate computer which only does that. Nothing but logging into your online banking and nothing else.
Say that last part again.
Just online banking, only on one computer. Log on to your bank and nothing else.
All right.
That means make sure that every other type of program is off the computer. Also, what you want to do is use as few what are called administrative accounts as possible. And you have to keep an eye out for this because typically speaking, if you turn on Windows or something and you create a new account, automatically it will be what's called an administrative account.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that the account can create software, it can edit software, it can delete software. Problem is, if a bad guy gets control of an account like that, they have full control over your system.
Mm.
It's very easy instead to create what's called a standard account, which is one of those accounts when you go to add something, it asks you, oh, could you please authenticate this?
Right.
That's great, because that means that the bad guy's in, they're more limited in terms of what they can do.
How do we establish a standard account?
It's literally go create a new account. That's as hard as it is. And you can certainly see a lot of information online about that, be it online videos or even stuff.
All right, so I have to be honest with you. I'm a little confused about this part. So a standard account, when you say I create a new account, you mean every time I do business with someone?
Oh, no. This is dealing with your own system.
Yeah, but all right, so say that again. Say it again real quick because I'm a little confused.
Basically, anytime you're logged on, you know how you're logged on your computer and it'll say, hi, you're logged on as Jim.
Yep, yep.
You can create a Jim account, which is standard instead of a gym account, which is an administrative account.
Right.
That way it still does everything that you're used to, but the account itself doesn't have as
and
many.
And the standard is the one that has that says, hey, I think you're gym, but you have to tell me one more thing.
Exactly. If you're trying to add something to the account, it will stop you from doing that.
Ah, how do I do that? How do I create a standard account?
Oh, it depends a little bit upon which system you're using. But I'm trying to think. I guess the best way to do it would be literally look up how to create a new account, because there's different ways to do it in Windows and in Apple. It's literally super simple, because you know when you log on, it'll ask you, oh, do you want to be this account or that account? It's just creating a new one. It's like creating a guest account if your kids use your computer.
But how often do I do that?
Oh, once. You do it one time.
Yep.
And then afterwards, every time you log in after that, make sure you're using the standard account. You don't really need an administrative account much at all unless you're adding something.
Right, okay.
So that should be the account in the background that you almost never use. You always use the standard account.
The standard account asks for an extra level of encryption or confirmation.
If you want to add something, typically you will not notice the difference about 99.9% of the time. It's when you want to add a program that it'll ask you to say, oh, if you want to download this, we need that administrative password.
Right, that's what it is. Okay. The standard account asks you to come up with something else if you decide to add something to the program.
Yeah, normally you don't even notice the difference.
I got you. All right. Scott, well done. Thanks for going over that again. If I didn't understand it, maybe there's one other person out there who needed to have a little clarification. So I appreciate your patience and your time. You're such a great resource for us. Come back soon.
Always my pleasure.
Scott Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com, right, Scott?
Sure thing.
All right, so check that out, folks. And we'll get Scott back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Take a chance on the life,
just like all. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.